Exodus chapter 35. Then Moses convened the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, and he said to them, "These are the words which the Lord commanded us to do. For 6 days you shall do work, but on the seventh day you will have a holy Sabbath of sabbatic observance to the Lord. Everyone who does work on it will be put to death. You shall not light a fire in any of your dwelling places on the Sabbath day." Then Moses spoke to the whole congregation of the sons of Israel and said, "This is what the Lord commanded and said. Take from your company a heave offering to the Lord. Let everyone who is willing in his heart bring it, the Lord's heave offering, gold and silver and copper, and blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and badger's skins, and acacia wood, and oil for the lamp, and fragrances for anointing oil and for aromatic incense, and onyx gemstones and set gemstones for the ephod and for the breastplate. And let every skilled man among you come and make everything that the Lord commanded: the tabernacle, its tent and its covering, its clasps and its boards, its bolts, its columns and its sockets, the ark and its poles, the atonement cover and the screening veil, the table and its poles and all its equipment, and the showbread, the lampstand for illumination and its equipment and its lamps, and the oil for light, and the incense altar and its poles, and the anointing oil and the aromatic incense, and the screen at the entrance for the entrance to the tabernacle, the altar for the burnt offering and the copper grate which goes with it, its poles and all its equipment, the laver and its pedestal, the drapes for the courtyard, its columns and its sockets, and the screen to the gate of the courtyard, the pegs of the tabernacle and the pegs of the courtyard and their guy lines, the garments of office so as to serve in the holy place, the holy garments of Aaron the priest and his son's garments, so as to officiate as a priest." Then all the congregation of the sons of Israel left Moses' presence, and every man who so felt moved in his heart, and everyone whose spirit so impelled him, brought the Lord's heave offering for the artisanry of the tent of contact, and for all its work, and for the holy garments. And the men came with the women, everyone who was willing in his heart, and brought a nose ring, or an earring, or a finger ring, or a brooch, or any item of gold. And as for every man who made a wave offering of gold to the Lord, and every man with whom blue, purple, and scarlet material, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and badger skins was available, he brought these things. Everyone who made a heave offering of silver or copper brought the Lord's heave offering, and everyone with whom acacia wood was available for any artisanry in the work brought it. And every woman skilled in handiwork spun and brought yarn, the blue and purple and scarlet yarn and the fine linen. And all the women who felt moved in their heart with skill spun the goat's hair. And the leaders brought the onyx gemstones and the gemstones to be set for the ephod and the breastplate, and the fragrances and the oil for the lamp, and the anointing oil and the aromatic incense. Every man and woman whose heart impelled them to bring any of the materials which the Lord had commanded to make, through the intermediacy of Moses, all such sons of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord. Then Moses said to the sons of Israel, "Look, the Lord has called Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, by name, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in competence, and these in every kind of craftsmanship, and to devise designs to make in gold and in silver and in copper, and in shaping of gemstones to set, and in carving wood to use in any craftsmanship by design. And he has put it in his heart to teach, in his and in that of Aholiab the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, He has filled them with skill to make all the artisanry of the engraver and the damask weaver and the embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet material and fine linen, and the weaver, the makers of all the artisanry and the producers of designs.